We've been teasing it. You might have already got a sneak peek on our Instagram story at Joe and Alex Show. But we have, this is not a joke, this is not a stunt, we have a brand new member here on the Joe and Alex Show. He's our technical producer because we're on the air in Indianapolis, Indiana on Radio Now 100.9 and proudly on the air in Houston, Texas on the new 92.1 Radio Now. Please let's welcome for the first time ever on the Joe and Alex Show, our technical producer, let's say good morning to Lenny on his iPhone. Hi, Lenny.
Hi, Joe and Alex Show on my iPhone.
There we go. That's how great we are at radio. We have to use a phone. But Lenny, welcome to the Joe and Alex Show, dude.
Hey, man, you know, I've been preparing for this moment for like 10 years of my life, and I'm just so ready now.
So, Lenny, you are hot. That's the most important thing.
Alex.
The ladies need to know Lenny is a dime piece, a regular thirst trap, which is why I am telling you to go look at our Instagram at Joe and Alex Show to finally see the full thing. But so you are like, I mean, 8-pack abs, ripped. And how old are you?
21.
And are you mixed or just black?
I'm mixed black and white, baby.
He's,
you know,
beautiful.
I had to put that drip on you real quick, Alex. You know,
thank you.
All right, there's a lot. There's too much dripping going on.
And
here.
People might know you because you had a viral video go out. Like, how long ago?
Probably. It's. I mean, the video is technically still viral. It's been for like 2 years of my life.
Wait. Viral. Is this like a Kim Kardashian tape that went viral? What are you doing?
It's pretty much the Kim Kardashian tape, except for girls.
See, Lenny is an Instagram famous person, and you got famous because you worked at Starbucks as a barista and somebody just came in and took a video of you because you were hot, kind of like that Alex from Target guy, or what?
Well, actually, I was getting ready to go into work and I have my apron on and everything, and I was just looking, like the lighting was hitting right, and you know how sometimes you just take a quick selfie or whatever and you're just like, okay, like I gotta look good, I gotta get this selfie in. I'm taking a selfie and it just turned into a video, and I posted on my Twitter and some huge page retweets it, and next thing I know, the next day I woke up and I had like plus 10,000 followers.
Wow. Whoa. And then you became known as Lenny from Starbucks.
That's right. I was Lenny from Starbucks.
But now you've got some other drama going on, right?
Yeah. So should I just jump right into this?
Yeah, we want to hear about this. What's the problem? What's going on?
Well, okay. So I got this this guy who DMs me on Instagram. And he's like, hey, man, like, you look good. And I'm like, yo, I appreciate it, you know, because I try to be nice to everybody. Anyway, he just automatically comes out. He's like, you deserve to be spoiled. What's your PayPal? And I'm like, what?
Okay. Oh, my gosh.
I am so jealous already. I don't even know what else is happening. Okay.
I'm telling you. So I'm dropping the PayPal on him. Next thing I know, he's sending me money. First thing he does is send me $20. He's like, you want some more? I was like, yes. I'm like, this can't be real. This guy's just giving me free money. So, he's like, all I need from you is a picture of your abs, like my own personal picture of your abs. I'm like, okay. Like, I post this for free on Instagram. No big deal.
I'm going to make some money.
Right. So I send him the picture and then I check my PayPal, plus $200.
Oh, baby. Cha-ching.
Man, I'm just thinking about what I'm going to do with all this money. And, like, so he keeps hitting my line pretty much every day, and he starts asking for more stuff and more stuff. And he asks for pictures of my arms. He's like, let me get a picture of your chest, but don't shave. I need it hairy.
Ew.
And this, he starts forming this weird connection with me. He starts calling me, like, his little chocolate drop.
Okay, so then what did he, now what does he ask for?
I'm like, at this point, it starts to get weird. He's like, just straight up asking for feet pics. He's like, into the feet. That's what he wants. He's like, send me a picture of your toes and like, spread them out for me. Like, he wanted to see the inside. Like, he wanted a detailed photography album of my feet.
And how much money was he offering for that?
He says $500.
Dang. Yes. Please tell me you did that.
Well, in the middle of taking the pictures, I get the money. And so I'm like, well, I already have the money. I don't really got to send him the pics now.
Oh, no, Lenny.
No, that's bad business, buddy. You got to send it.
flip side, this is when it gets even worse. So he's texting me, and he's like, hey, I haven't got my picks yet, but I have an even better offer for you. So he tells me, he's like, I'm going to get a hotel outside of San Antonio. I want you to meet me at this hotel, and I just want to touch on your feet. I just want your feet to be mine for a night. And guess what the
price
was?
Just touching. Nothing else, right? Just touching and looking.
Just touching and looking. Sniffing, maybe. I don't know what he wanted to do. He just wanted my feet for the night. That's it. Just the feet. And the price tag on this? Three rickety rackets. $3,000.
No.
Oh my gosh.
Way.
Did you do it?
I don't know if I should.
Okay, so
yes,
Lenny.
Of course you should.
Lenny, what's this guy's name?
His name is Carl.
All right, so you gave us Carl's number. We actually have Carl on the phone.
Oh, gosh.
all right, now I hope you don't feel too awkward. Let's see there. Is Carl there? Hey, Carl, you're on the Joe and Alex show.
Hey, good morning.
Hi, Carl.
Oh, my God.
So have you guys ever talked before? Lenny, Carl, Lenny?
This is my first time hearing Carl's voice.
This is my first time hearing
Lenny.
Oh my God.
I think there's something here.
I can hear the sweat dropping through the phone. So, Carl, you are in love with our technical producer, Lenny's feet. What is it about his feet?
Have you seen his feet?
No, we haven't.
No, we've missed that one.
They're amazing. I don't know what he's doing to them, but they're fantastic.
Lenny, do you have any special routine for your feet or your toes that makes make them look so good?
I mean, cocoa butter. Maybe he likes the chocolate smell. I don't know.
Ooh, I never thought about that. No, just regular, just some regular touch-up, mani-pedis.
And so, Carl, you want to give Lenny how much was it, Lenny, to go to this hotel for a night?
$3,000.
$3,000 just to look and touch his feet? What? Explain that.
Well, I want to give him a massage, and I want to treat him the best that I can, and I just want him to. I just wish he'd be down for it, but apparently he's not. So I don't know if I have to up the amount or what I have to do.
Wait a minute. Hold on. Lenny, I'm going to be your agent. Carl, how much would you be willing to up this to
I'm interested.
If my buddy Lenny decided to let you rub his feet and massage
him? Well, obviously he's not down with $3,000, so maybe $3,500.
Whoa!
Oh, I was thinking maybe five.
Lenny,
what about five?
You haven't totally decided yes or no, right?
No. I mean, we may be able to sway my opinion depending on this dollar change.
So, basically, I think it's safe to say, Carl, that this is a fetish for you, feet.
Yeah, you could say that.
Interesting.
Okay.
Well, you know what? I really hope you guys work it out.
Yeah, hey, pork chop.
Good luck.
Why don't you put them both on hold, exchange the numbers so that Carl has Lenny's number and Lenny has Carl's number, and then they can maybe work out a deal, okay? Hang on, Carl. Wow, that was interesting.
I'm interested. Carl is a feet guy. He's into feet, but what is your fetish? Liv the Web Girl, you actually have one, or you did for a time.
I feel creepy hearing this.
Yeah, so I had a time in high school where I had like a ginger fetish. Like, I thought gingers were so hot and so wildly attractive.
Like who, Carrot Top?
Or not really Carrot Top, because he's had a lot of plastic surgery. Like the snowboarder.
Sean White,
super hot. And there were actually this family in my high school called the Batons, and they were all cousins, and there was like a ton of them, and they all had super flaming red hair, pale pasty skin, and freckles, and I thought all of them were so hot.
833-JOE-ALEX, 833-563-2539. What is your quote-unquote fetish? It doesn't have to be a weird one, even though I think feet are a little weird. All right, let's see. We got Taylor on. She actually wants to say hi to Lenny. Hey, Taylor, you're on with Lenny.
Hey, Lenny.
Hey, Taylor.
I didn't know I was going to be talking to you. This is hilarious.
Yeah,
I just want to say I listen to the Joe and Alex show literally every morning. It's my favorite. And I'm so happy you're part of it. And when they said that they, like, posted your picture on Instagram, I literally went on there, and I've never liked a picture so fast in my life. And I know I sound like I'm probably 12 years old, but I'm 22, so it's all good.
Yeah, girl. You know what? Yeah. Put it out there, honey. We respect it. So what is your fetish? Anything in particular you're super into? Liv said she's super into Ginger's. Producer Porkchop, what is yours?
Mine's kind of weird. I like swimmers. Like, you know, like athletes that swim.
Like in the teeny tiny Speedos?
Maybe.
Oh, God. I think Taylor's is just Lenny in general.
I was going to say it's Lenny.
I think Lenny's my new fetish. I think that's it.
There we go. Thank you, Taylor. Yeah, we respect the thirst. Let's talk to another Taylor. Taylor W., you're on the Joe and Alex show. What's your fetish?
I love black-rimmed glasses.
Okay.
Is
it
kind of
like
glasses?
Is it like a nerdy look to you, or do they look distinguished to you, or?
I don't know, but I could pass someone and not think anything of them, and then if they come by in glasses, I am like, come to mama.
So are we talking about like squints leveled glasses from the baseball movie?
Yes. Call me Wendy Peppercorn.
Oh, my God. All right.
That's cute.
Thank you, Wendy.
Yes, thank you.
We are getting a ton of tweets about people's fetishes. Monica says, fat earlobes. Who has the fattest earlobes on the Joe and Alex show?
I don't know. Don't get too close, Liv, because I have a lot of ear hair right now.
Those are pretty tiny. Joe's are bigger.
I tell you not to get close.
I already know Producer Porkchop for sure.
Whoa, that's a fat lobe.
That is fat. We'll tweet a picture to you right now, Monica, of Producer Porkchop's earlobe.
Porkchop, when you're getting intimate with someone, do you like if they like kind of lick your earlobe?
Yeah.
Oh, okay. That's gross.
Nick says he has a fetish for legs and butts. And pretty normal. I wouldn't say that's really a fetish. We have Angie that said bald guys. So, Joe.
Angie, Joe Pesh Radio on Instagram. Let's talk. Well, Lenny, dude, we are so glad you are here. If people have not seen the photo yet, it might break the internet. It's on our Instagram, Joe and Alex Show. Please welcome our newest member, Lenny. We're so glad to have you here. And maybe if our engineers can get together and figure it out, we'll actually have you on an actual mic one time. But you sound good on the phone.
Lenny, everybody is asking in the comments on Instagram at Joe and Alex Show, why in this selfie you have a toilet paper roll in the bathroom and a bottle of glue?
Oh, I didn't even see the glue.
Everybody always asks about the glue. It was for a face mask.
Who puts glue on their face for a face mask?
Girl, Alex, I'm gonna put you on. You got glue, charcoal. It makes this glue charcoal face mask, and it gets all the bad stuff out of your pores.
Obviously, there are a lot of layers to Lenny. He's our little onion on the show.
I have to be honest. I feel kind of threatened. I was worried about Porkchop looking better than me. Now I got Lenny.
Jeez,
now,
Lenny.
I'm
Lenny
the third
is abs.
Best looking guy.
He's got abs and perfect skin. We hate him.
Damn you. Welcome to the Joe and Alex Show.